had a building housing our elderly people, and where work that was flagged as being necessary 2 years later, in July of this year, had deteriorated to an extent, weren't done, weren't carried out, had deteriorated to the extent that the patients had to be removed from the building for safety's sake.
There had been a claim from some quarters that effectively Lyford Hospital was being, not to put too fine a point on it, deliberately run down so there would be no choice but to take out the patients, and that effectively amounted to closure by stealth. Do you share the view that that could be the case?
Reading what I have of the report, and the fact that the report says that the well-being and safety of the residents were significantly impacted by the poor conditions. Also the fact that there was no assurance that water had not impacted on the electrical wiring and the fire stopping and control system were in place. I think, you know, that really needs an explanation. What else are we to think? This is a very damning report. It does also has to be pointed out that the report said the patients were happy. They were happy with the care they were getting. The staff in the hospital were complimented for the work that they were doing under the circumstances. So this all boils down to who was responsible for fixing what was wrong there, and why did it take so long to get to the point that we're at now? Why was something not done? And I think that is a question that must be asked, and I'll be asking it for the HSE meeting in September. The people here, the patients who are in the hospital, and the relatives and the community here deserve answers to those questions.